This is the Podcasting Underground, episode 35.
You've entered the Podcasting Underground.
Podcasting for podcasters.
News and tips to help you succeed in podcasting.
On this episode of the Podcasting Underground, why is it so important to build a community around your podcast, and how can you do it better? Also, a podcast promotion tip for getting more people to share your content with others. All on this episode of the Podcasting Underground, online at podcastingunderground.com. I'm your host, Jason Van Orden, podcasting and internet media consultant and author of Promoting Your Podcast. Hola and hello. I'm coming to you again from under the blanket in Buenos Aires, Argentina. If you're listening to this for the first time and are now utterly confused, I currently live in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And as I've stated before, the apartment I live in right now is quite reverberant, which requires me to record my podcast from under a blanket. Yes, I throw a blanket over my head. Keep that visual with you as we go through this information. Anyway, on this episode, we're going to be talking about community. Why is community so important? A little while back, a listener, Bill Kasky, emailed me and asked me for some tips on building a community around your podcast. Actually, it was a voicemail that Bill sent to me, so I'm going to go ahead and play that now.
Hey, Jason, this is Bill Kasky at the AdvancedSellingPodcast.com. We have been avid listeners of yours over the past couple weeks and months, and we enjoy not only your podcast, but also the comments on the blog. Here's my question. We are interested in building a community of listeners, and to me that's more than just giving them content and having them post. I want to be able to give them things from our blog podcast site, whether it's a PDF download, whether it's a survey, whether it's a, you know, maybe an email newsletter, or maybe signing up for a physical product. I'm looking to have an exchange of information and sort of some kind of a discussion going on rather than just expecting them to post, because I know a lot of people don't post comments. Do you have any thoughts or ideas on ways to build community so that it's not just us talking at them every week? We publish a weekly episode. It's 12 to 15 minutes, and we have a lot of listeners, but I'm not really sure we have a community. And appreciate your work once again. Thanks for doing all the work you do, and keep it up.
Thanks, Bill, for sending in that great question. And, you know, this is a great topic. I recently did a survey of a lot of podcasters, asking them what they most wanted to know about, what they most needed help with, and actually how to build community around their podcast was the number two response, which I was really happy to see. And, you know, so I asked the Podcasting Underground community a little while back for some input about how to build community, and had some great answers sent in. So I'll be sharing some of those. But first, let's talk a little bit about why community is so important. And something that you may have heard me say before, and it definitely merits saying again, is that I think the key to getting people to come back again and again to listen to your content, the key to getting people to really interact with your show is it's threefold. There's a triad to this. This is something I'm going to be talking about quite a bit at the New Media Expo in August, again, which is in Las Vegas. If you're interested in information about that, go to podcastingunderground.com/expo. And anyway, here are the three things that you need. You need to have all three of these in the right combination in order to maximize, you know, how you know, bringing people back again and again to your show and to you and your brand and your website. And the first is you need to inform them. And the second one is that you need to entertain them. And the third is that you need to offer them belonging and interaction. And this is where the community thing really comes in to play. When people feel like they, you know, they're somewhere where they can really, they fit in well. They know there's other people who think like them, who have similar values or ideas as them. They're much more likely to be drawn back again. So, you know, the first step in that belonging and interaction is to get them to feel connected with you and to interact with you. And then the second step in that is to get them to interact with other people who are listening to your podcast or visiting your site. So you want to mix all three of those things, and we'll be, you know, what we're talking about here today fits especially into that third one, the belonging and interaction element. So this is what keeps people coming back and again and again. And so it's really important, because keeping people coming back is just as important as finding new ones. In fact, I'd say more important. I know a lot of times we get, you know, very fixated on how do we get our numbers up and up and up. And so that leads us to spend a lot of time marketing, as we should. You definitely should spend a good chunk of your time marketing. But you have to remember that you already have some people that you've attracted, and they're in various stages of this relationship cycle with you. Maybe they're a brand new prospect just come to the site, and they're interested, so they've listened. Maybe they've decided to listen again. But you want to take them through that relationship cycle and become someone who's, you know, just really connected to and fascinated with your information and what it is that you do. And they, you know, become a fan of what you do, of you and your brand and your message. They tell other people about you. So you want to be conscious of that connection that you're making and progressing people through that. That is even more important than bringing new people to your site all the time. So, I mean, you should be doing both, but just keep that in mind. So really, I want to point out too that this ties into what I consider to be your most valuable asset, okay? The most important thing that you have as a podcaster, and really this applies to any business owner, the most valuable asset that you have. You know, it's not your content. It's not your recording gear. As a business, it's not your office or your, you know, expensive computers and things. The most valuable asset that you have is the relationship with your community, with your audience, with the community of people who are drawn to it, what it is that you do, and who come back again and again. That relationship that you have with them is the most important thing, because if tomorrow you lost everything, you know, let's just say something horrible, you know, heaven forbid something horrible happened and, you know, your podcast studio burns down, or even if, you know, that's applied to the business as well, you know, everything burns down, your inventory, your office is gone. If you have an established relationship with a strong and loyal community of customers or listeners or audience members, and you have a way to contact and communicate with those people, you can immediately start back over and be right back on your feet, just as strong or stronger than before, because you can offer value to them. They already trust you. They're already there, ready to support you, ready to buy from you, ready to do whatever it is that you're trying to do in your connection with them, and you can get right back on your feet in no time at all. So that is the most valuable asset that you have. So let's talk about how to build that sense of community, that connection. You know, this is more than just having a list of customers or an email list, or more than just having a database of prospects. This is a relationship, a relationship of trust with a community of loyal customers and audience members and fans, okay? All right, so here's a couple of things that were sent in from listeners, community members of Podcasting Underground. Kaylin Harmon says, you just gave, when I asked this question and asked for a reply, she said, well, you just gave an example. You ask your audience to send in their thoughts and read them on the next episode. Or if you have a podcast with a light mood, you may want to start some kind of club, maybe where you personally acknowledge your listeners as a part of the club. I believe one of the Disney podcast networks does something like this. Or if you have, if you're savvy enough, you start a site or forum where your listeners can talk to each other. Podcasting, to me anyway, is really based on community. The more community you have, the more comfortable your listeners feel, and the longer they will stay with you. All right, thank you very much, Kaylin, for sending that in. Absolutely, the more comfortable your listeners feel, the more sense of community they have, the longer they will stay with you. And she brought up a couple other good points here as well. I want to point out that, you know, what was said here about, you know, asking for their thoughts, asking for your listeners' thoughts, asking for your site visitors' thoughts. I mean, again, everything I say here, you know, I'm talking in the context of podcasting, but it absolutely applies to whatever your business or brand or whatever it is that you have, your website, your personal brand, everything still applies to that as well. So there was a comment here about asking them for their thoughts on something. And here was something, you know, very simple, very powerful that I did. All I did is in my email list that I sent out, my email newsletter that I send out usually on a weekly basis, I simply said, you know what, I have this question. How do you build community around your podcast? I really want to know. Just hit the reply button right now and let me know. And a lot of people did that. We did something like this recently with an interview that we did for Internet Business Mastery. A lot of people wanted to know about email marketing, and we were interviewing the CEO and founder of one of the premier email marketing and follow-up services, which is called AWeber. And so, you know, but to make the interview the most, have the most use to our audience, to our community, we simply sent them an email and said, hey, we really like to know what is it you would like to know most about email marketing. And they just hit the reply button and let us know. And we got a huge, huge response. We had way more questions than we could even ask in the interview. So this is a very powerful thing. In fact, this is something I try to do. If you look at my blog at jasonvanorden.com and you look at any of my blog posts, and I even try to do this in the podcast episodes themselves, I always finish off with a question. I want to know what people think about something, or how they've applied something, or have they tried something out, or do they have a way of doing something that I don't know, or can they help me solve a problem? I always ask a question. Also, what was brought up here is maybe having, and in the comment says with a, Kaylin says with a light mood, if you have a podcast with light mood, you might want to start some kind of club. Well, to tell you the truth, I think no matter what the subject matter of your podcast is, you can start a club, a membership site, an insiders forum, whatever the case is. In fact, we're going to be doing this with internetbusinessmastery.com, starting a membership site, and there's going to be a free level of it where everybody becomes a community member, but then there's also going to be another level up where, you know, paying, you get access to special exclusive forums and other exclusive content. So absolutely making people part of some kind of quote unquote club or membership, whatever word works best for your audience. That's absolutely a great thing to do. All right. Stacy Solomon says, like many people who already podcast, I attach it to a blog. My blog or podcast is all about golf. So I create the blog for a large website, worldgolf.com, and place the link within it. I write the blog specifically for that podcast. Readers are drawn not only to my blog, but since it has a wide world of golf blogs, I may get readers from other blogs who see my catchy title. Within my podcast, I always place a spot on how to reach us by email, as well as the name of the site where they can find the podcast. Now I'm even using Blog Talk Radio as a way to change up and keep the podcast fresh. I can talk live to guests. My first interview was with the president of the PGA of America, Brian Whitcomb. I then download the live audio to Audacity and clip and edit as needed. And Stacy's web address that she gives here, and I'll put this in the show notes, is worldgolf.com/blogs/golf-4-beginners. worldgolf.com/blogs/golf-4-beginners. And that'll be in the show notes. All right, lots of excellent points here. Absolutely, attaching your podcast to a blog is necessary, critical. And my whole idea of professional podcasting, which is the name of my course and what I teach, you know, a number of best practices. One of the number one best practices for launching a professional podcast, a podcast, you know, that does all the best practices and things that I've developed over the years with my clients on how to, you know, best get your content out there and connect with people. One of the number one best practices is to publish your podcast with a blog. And there's a number of reasons for this, but the one that applies here is the fact that blogging is so conducive to participation. There's comments on every episode, and we often try to draw people back to the comments in podcasts, in the podcast that I do, to get them to, you know, give their opinion. Again, asking a question, inviting them to come to the blog. And this is very powerful because it acts as social proof. When somebody new comes to your blog or podcast and sees that other people are participating and commenting, it makes them want to do the same. All right. She also says that within her podcast, she always places a spot on how to reach her by email, and puts a contact on the site. This is also excellent, you know, having a voicemail, having an email, or something like that. And then she also says that she's using Blog Talk Radio. You know, the live interactive thing, there's Blog Talk Radio, there's TalkShoe. If you want a really, really good example of somebody using these live applications for podcasting and interacting and chatting, I mean, what this does is it allows you to record your podcast live while people are hearing you and listening and chatting with you online and, you know, maybe even seeing video of you. Visit gspn.tv. This is Cliff Ravenscraft's network, and he does an excellent, excellent job of building community and connecting with people through those live applications. So, you know, if that's something, and, you know, I've even been thinking about wanting to do some stuff through my own podcasts and sites, you know, using Ustream or Blog Talk or TalkShoe, you know, some of these different applications to do some live interaction, because it's very powerful. You know, teleseminars, things where people actually actually get to talk with you live can be, you know, really connect them with you and give people who are especially, you know, moving forward in that whole relationship community funnel, as I call it, you know, gives them a chance to progress that relationship with you. So you definitely want to do that. All right, another email I got is from Rob Hollohan, and he asks, Jason, the episode on how to build community is perfectly timed with some of the issues I'm struggling with on my PM411.org project management podcast. I have great subscribership, lots of active downloads, but I can't seem to motivate people to leave comments or posts on the discussion forum. Perhaps you could take a gander and see if you have any suggestions for me or your listeners. Okay, well, you know, one thing that I'd point out is what the thing that I just said earlier about how it's really important to always, you know, ask a question. And, you know, if you one thing I've discovered is if you give all the answers, you know, if you make everything perfectly clear in your blog post or in your podcast and there's no room for discussion, or nothing to be added on, then sometimes people are like, well, it's been covered. I don't need to say anything. So definitely asking a question, leaving that room for discussion, and things like that is a great way to encourage people to then come and you know, visit the site. Now, looking at the site, I see that, you know, it looks like you're using some blog software here so people can comment, but then there's also the discussion forum. So I don't know, there may be some confusion there as to whether to leave a comment on the blog or leave a comment in the discussion forum. And that is kind of a tricky thing. With Internet Business Mastery, what we're going to be doing is we'll have, I mean, the comments will always be open and free to all community members, but then the discussion forum is actually going to be a paid thing. Now, you might be wondering, well, how is that supposed to increase participation if it's a paid thing? But the truth of the matter is that when you get people to, you know, pay to be part of an exclusive discussion forum, some, you know, they're going to value that more, and also they know that it's not going to be susceptible to spam and just people, you know, fly-by posting and things like that. It tends to be a little more focused and serious and maybe even kind of a mastermind type thing, which may be appropriate for something like this. So, you know, some of the things those are a couple of things I've found that help when it comes to getting interaction. Now, something else that I'd point out as well is that there's a, I'm not sure if you're, it looks like you might be using WordPress here, but anybody that's using WordPress, there's a great plugin, and I believe it's called Comment Subscribe or Subscribe To. Anyway, if you just Google, and I'll put a link in the show notes, if you just Google for Subscribe To Comments plugin for WordPress, I'm sure it will come up. And again, I'll put a link in the show notes at podcastingunderground.com. And this is an awesome plugin. I for sure it increases the amount of comments that I get. And this is why. What it does is down by, it can insert a little box down by the comments box. When somebody leaves a comment, they have the option to subscribe to that comment thread. Meaning that if somebody comes along and adds a comment afterwards, every time somebody adds a comment, an email is shot to anybody who has subscribed to that comment thread and says, hey, somebody new has commented. So a lot of times that's going to remind people, and you know what, they'll probably will be interested in continuing that conversation. But I know how it is. I mean, I comment on a site and I forgot that I even commented, you know, within a couple hours, I've forgotten. It's not like I remember to go back and check if somebody else has said something. So it's a great way to keep the discussion going by using that kind of a plugin as well. So that's another little tip that I can offer up there. All right. So there are, you know, some of the feedback that we got from some of the listeners from the community about how to increase increase community here. And here's a few other thoughts that I have. First of all, I think one great step is to start referring to your audience as a community. We started doing this in the language and, you know, the Internet Business Mastery community. And, you know, in our brand new site design that's launching soon, it's going to be in, you know, the About Us and in the tagline and in those kinds of things, it was going to be referred to as a community. So it starts that mindset right away. And again, I think it's very powerful. And then you'll see your listeners, your site visitors start referring to it as a community as well. And that can be a very powerful phenomenon right there. Now, you ask people for interaction. You got to make it really, really easy for them. I'd say every podcast, every email newsletter, every blog post, have a call to action. that relates to interaction. Ask a question, ask for input, make sure that they know that you want the input and that you, and of course, you got to then respond to it. You got to use it in the podcast. You know, here I'm reading many of the comments that were sent to me. And so when they hear that, it's like, oh, well, he obviously gets these. He obviously uses them. He's, you know, I'm hearing my name on the podcast. Then it encourages other people to, go, well, hey, I want to interact and have my input in it as well. So make it clear that you're seeing it and that you're using the feedback that's being given. Make it super easy. You know, maybe you can put a little video tutorial or something on your site about how to leave a blog comment. Some people, depending on your audience, may not be clear as to how to do that and how simple it is. So, you know, record a little screencast. A great way to do that is with Jing Project. I think I've mentioned this in the past, but if you go to jingproject.com, then, and I'll double check that link and put that in the show notes. That's an easy way to record screencast. So you can just record and show people how to leave a comment on your blog or something like that. So you want to get people used to that kind of call to action. And eventually you're going to start training the community to expect you to ask and to hear and to reply and to use the stuff that you get back from them. So there's some ideas on how to build community. If you have more ideas, please, by all means, I'd love to have your input. Go to podcastingunderground.com and go to episode 35 and let us know, how have you built community around your podcast, or how has this affected your podcast? How has this made things maybe more successful for you? What are your thoughts on the matter? Please share on the blog at podcastingunderground.com. All right, just a couple announcements before we get to the quick tip. Actually, speaking of all this community stuff, I'm currently working on a new ebook, and the ebook I'm still trying to find the right title, but this is going to be a free ebook, and it'll be available a little bit later this month. The subtitle for it is, it's a guide for magnetically attracting the attention and trust of a loyal community of customers in the social media age. So very much fits along this theme. So stay tuned for that. I'll be letting everybody know on the blog or through the email newsletter, and I'll mention it again here on the podcast as well. So that'll be coming out soon. The other thing is, I just wanted to make sure I posted some updates to the email newsletter as well as to my blog, but I wanted to make sure it was clear here. Anybody who's looking forward to the course, and I've been getting a lot of email asking about the course, and I know I keep saying that it's right around the corner, but absolutely, for sure, the course is starting on June 11th. It'll open up to the public for enrollment shortly before that. And the reason that I've decided to hold off till June 11th, because I'm adding brand new modules all about how to keep people coming back again and again and how to develop community, because clearly this is something that's very important and people want to know more about. I mean, I talked about it in the 2007 version of the course, but in 2008, I want to add even more. So, and in addition, I'm actually taking module one, which is just some real basics about podcasting and blogging and stuff like that, and RSS, and I'm going to be releasing that on the blog. In fact, I've already posted at jasonvanorden.com one of the videos from module one of the 2007 course, again, being pulled out and offered for free. Anyway, if you're interested in getting the latest info on the course, visit professionalpodcastingcourse.com. Again, June 11th, 2008 is the for sure date for starting, and it'll open up for enrollment shortly before that. All right, that's all the announcements. Now on to the quick tip. A number of you are probably using FeedBurner to either, you know, to create, I don't want to say create your feed, but to kind of supercharge your feed or make it podcast compatible. It's a great way to track stats and definitely something that I recommend using, and I use on all of my podcasts. But there's a feature of FeedBurner that I want to bring up here as a promotional quick tip, a feature called Feed Flare. And what this does is, if people are reading your blog or getting your podcast through a reader, such as Google Reader. Now, of course, this, you know, this is, it doesn't work on iTunes, because iTunes just downloads downloads the audio or the video, and that's it. But if they're getting it, there are some people who are going to be getting this through, say, Google Reader or other text readers, and especially if you're blogging as well on your site and things like that. FeedFlare is very cool because at the bottom of every post when they're that they're reading, you can have it. You can have FeedFlare insert a number of different things, like a dig this link or a share this, where they can quickly click on it and email it to friends, or a little comments link that puts a number of comments or comment on this. So it's just a great way to drop a few little kind of calls to action, these little social sharing sites or bookmarking things, and just invite people to bookmark it right after they've looked at the content. Maybe they thought it was really cool, and right there you're making it easy for them to immediately bookmark or share it. So that's just another little thing you can drop in there and maybe increase the amount of traffic or promotion for your site, because people will be more likely to share it. So check that out, feedburner.com. It's the FeedFlare, the FeedFlare feature. You can turn that on, and there's a number of different ones you can select from. Now, don't do too many of them. You want to pick two or three little FeedFlare things to put down at the bottom, but definitely something worth checking out and trying on your own feed. All right, that's it for this episode of the Podcasting Underground. We'll be talking to you again soon. In the meantime, get out there online and make some noise. Talk to you later. That's it for this episode of the Podcasting Underground. To get a free recording of my Marketing Your Podcast seminar, including slides, audio, and video, over an hour of content, as well as an excerpt of my book, Promoting Your Podcast, just visit podcastingunderground.com and sign up for my email newsletter. Then every week, I'll send you the latest tips about podcasting and internet media. I'd also love to hear from you. If you have a comment or question that you'd like to have played on the show, give me a call at toll-free 877-877-7799. And just dial extension 0 for the Podcasting Underground. Until next time, get out there and make some noise.